rockin'. Took a little while, we finally got to get a groove on. River no weapon, you giving them air, they just kind of flipped us. Then a little time we got some kind of an ass of Mr. Riz was running. We can laugh about it now. We can laugh about it now. Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. We got more bugs in South America. Took a little longer with tin and the skins in Zimbabwe. Real low boys network, yeah. Got my talent, you know, that hot nation. Over the buffoonies and all the little guys in the town and Arebo. Joe got caught up, bought up, bought with seven signs of opium. Come here! Got a Singapore Harbor. The rest of bears. Oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Got that friendly observation about a helicopter. Give it a little bit to the sound man, so he can rock the set of yeah. Lost in the primary, Mr. Lovin. Got a little bit of junior company from Canada. Been running the ground by twist, been kicking the thigh, you right, songs. Adam parties on his job, and Eric can borrow his girlfriend. It's gonna be a very good year. A very, very good. Now I know y'all are packed in like the proverbial sardines. It's kind of hard to get your groove on down there. But there's a lot more room up here on stage. So we got any pips in the house? We got any pips? We got any middle-aged black men in satin suits? No. Maybe there's one of you, but we don't have a full set. The most I've ever seen at a punk rock show is two. There was two middle-aged black men in satin suits at the Locust Show in D.C. a couple of months ago. You know how those R&B backup singers go for the gravity chaos punk. So, we could use some pips. And even if they're not middle-aged black men in satin suits, even if they're hopelessly unrhythmic indie rock boys in T-shirts that say, I've been listening to a lot of Sebado, that's all right. There is a middle-aged black man in satin suits somewhere within. Let's find it. This is called the Ice of Boston.